Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1086, The Couple Who Diets Together, How Your Partner Influences Your Weight Loss, by Dr. Marni Amsalem with Loves.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs. Now, today's website is regularly featured on Optimal Relationships Daily, hosted by life coach Greg Audino. So you'll want to check that show out if you enjoy today's article. Just search for Optimal Relationships Daily in any podcast app to find it. Now, this post is so perfect based on what we have been discussing all week. Earlier this week, I discussed how scientists have called obesity contagious. Again, not contagious like an infection caused by a virus or bacteria, but contagious in the way we mimic the behaviors of those closest to us. Now, I don't want to steal Dr. Amsalem's thunder, so I'm going to stop right there and let Dr. Amsalem explain further. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Couple Who Diets Together, How Your Partner Influences Your Weight Loss, by Dr. Marni Amsalem with Loves.com. Chances are you regularly factor your partner into many of your typical daily activities. The two of you have likely fallen into some lifestyle patterns together, for better or worse. One pattern likely focuses on choices around food consumption, mealtimes, snacking, physical activity levels, and other lifestyle behaviors impacting weight. What happens when one partner in a relationship wants to change something in him or herself that could potentially disrupt established relationship patterns? For example, let's say one partner decides to make changes in an effort to lose weight. How might one partner's dietary changes affect related lifestyle behaviors in the other partner? Across many studies, research suggests that weight changes in one partner are related to corresponding changes in weight in the other partner, or what is referred to as a ripple effect of weight change. Typically, the studies on this topic have relied on data from laboratory-based weight loss interventions, or bariatric surgery candidates, versus weight loss programs that anyone can access. Additionally, previous studies have typically relied on self-reported data on changes of weight in the non-dieting partner and have not directly weighed the partner. Additionally, few studies have explored the effect of the type of weight loss intervention in an experiment on both the individual trying to lose weight and on the not treated partner. However, a recently published study led by University of Connecticut psychologist Amy Gorin, PhD, has looked at the effectiveness of real-world publicly available weight loss interventions. This work examines both the treated and non-treated partner in a couple, comparing weight loss interventions by randomizing participants to two types of treatment. In this study, researchers randomly assigned 130 cohabitating individuals with a BMI rendering them as overweight or obese to one of two groups. Half actively participated in a structured weight loss program consisting of both in-person and online support via Weight Watchers for 6 months, while their non-treated partner received no intervention. The other half of the sample received a 4-page pamphlet about making healthy choices and included topics like portion control, exercise, and nutrition, but no subsequent intervention. This group is the self-guided control group, and their partner similarly received no intervention. Researchers assessed weight loss progression of both members of all couples over 6 months. They did this once at baseline, once at 3 months, and finally at 6 months. Both members of the couple were overweight or obese at the start of the study based on their body mass index, or BMI. 68.5% of the treated partners were female. Now, the results of this study are insightful for many reasons. First and foremost, weight loss efforts were successful. Throughout the study, treated partners in both groups lost weight, and there were similar percentages of weight loss between the two treated groups at 6 months, with slightly different weight loss trajectories over time. Secondly, weight loss occurred in the non-treated partner. That is to say, approximately one-third of partners lost at least 3% of their baseline weight without receiving any weight loss intervention themselves. Furthermore, there were no differences in the non-treated partners between those with partners in the self-guided and the Weight Watchers groups. This latter finding suggests that the ripple effect happens whether weight loss efforts are structured, such as Weight Watchers, or unstructured, like an educational handout. Also notable among the findings was that couples lost weight or struggled to lose weight at a similar rate. So if one person tended to have success, their partner tended to have success at a similar rate. If one partner struggled, their partner also tended to struggle with weight loss as well. Interestingly, Weight Watchers funded this study, and all participants received compensation. So it is possible that receiving payment incentivized behavior change. Furthermore, this research was conducted on cohabitating partners. Therefore, it's unknown whether these patterns would exist in other types of relationships, like platonic friendships or cohabitating family members. Might there be something unique in a partnered relationship as it relates to the ripple effect? Or might this effect be present in other types of close relationships? Despite what we don't know, this study has many real-world implications for successful weight loss. Healthcare providers may recommend including others in the home in making recommendations for weight loss-related behavior change. Additionally, structured weight loss programs could utilize this information in designing couple-based components. Overall, this study provided the support for the idea that when one person changes their behavior, the people around them also change. This provides food for thought when considering your own decisions and behaviors. What will you choose to do for dinner tonight? When you make your positive lifestyle changes, you are likely to influence your partner on these behaviors as well. You just listened to the post titled, "The Couple Who Diets Together, How Your Partner Influences Your Weight Loss," by Dr. Marnie Amsalem with Loves.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, how perfect was this post? Based on what we were talking about this week, we know that social support makes a difference when it comes to reaching our goals. Who we spend most of our time with influences our habits. But this really isn't all that surprising, is it? I'm sure you've met a couple that talks like each other and they sort of dress the same and have the same facial expressions. What about when folks stop and say, "Oh my goodness, I sounded just like my mother right there," or, "Wow, I sounded just like my dad." It happens to me all the time. One time, I spent just 5 days in Italy, and somehow a mere 5 days was enough time for me to return home with a slight Italian accent and proficient use of Italian hand gestures when I spoke. It's just human nature. So knowing this, why not use it to our benefit? why not recruit those that we spend the most time with to join us on our quest to feel our best? Then we don't have to be embarrassed when we admit that we act just like our partner or our roommate. We act just like them when they eat nutritious foods or when they work out consistently. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.